I said, Lord, what makes your people sick? He said, sin. I said, Lord, sin makes us sick? I thought, wow, you're going to have to show me that in the Word. You know, if I have to start teaching that sickness and sin or go hand in hand, I said, they're going to throw me out of the Baptist church. They don't believe that. Well, God started me off with a good one. In 1986, here is a man that's 42 years old, and he goes to church every time the doors open. This man is married to a beautiful little lady, and both of them ride bicycles thousands of miles a year, and they eat health food and everything else. And when you look at the two of them, they are as perfect physically as any couple I ever saw in my life. One day at 42, he got to feeling real bad. And so she took him to the hospital in Louisville. And the doctors began to check him, and they opened him up and looked inside him, done some tests, sewed him back up and said, we're sorry. You have stage 4 lymphoma, terminal cancer in every organ of your body. There's nothing can be done. You'll be dead in a few weeks. So I go down to the hospital, and his wife comes out, and I said, Ruthie, I said, how's Ed? She said, Thurman, he's not any good at all. Just as clear as a bell, when she told me this, I hear this voice. Son, tell Ed to call the men of the church to pray over him, and I will heal him. Now, she's standing right there. But she didn't hear that. But my goodness, I heard it. It was loud. Son, tell Ed to call the men of the church to pray over him, and I will heal him. So I went home that night. I said, Lord, I'm going to have something in your word. On the way home, I said, Lord, you told me to test every spirit. I'd read that. I got home that night, and for the first time in my life, I started looking up healing. It wasn't long that I come upon this wonderful promise in James 5, 14, 15, and 16. In James 5, 14, is any sick among you? Well, that included Ed. Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Now, wow. So Sunday afternoon after church, we went out to see him. And I said, Ed, I have a word from God for you. And I read that, is any sick among you? I read that right there to him. Now then, when we read God's word, here's the thing we got to do. Believe it, right? Ed had his Bible open. He looked, he said, now Thurman, wait a minute. He said, I'm 42 years old. He said, I've been in church all my life. But he said, I never heard that verse. He said, if that verse still worked today, somebody would have taught us this. Ed, you don't believe that. He said, no, I don't believe that. He said, I just can't believe that, Thurman. I said, well, Ed, let me tell you how I know it's there. He said, how's that? I said, last Wednesday night when I was in front of your room with your wife talking about you and praying over you, I said, the Lord spoke to me and told me to tell you to do that and he would heal you. He said, are you telling me that you heard God speak to you? I said, yes, I did, Ed. I really did. I heard his voice. He spoke. He said, look, I ain't never even heard a preacher. Ever have I heard a preacher say they heard God's voice. So I think, what makes you think I'm going to believe you've heard it? You're just a Sunday school teacher. You're nothing. But I am something. What am I? A son of God. What are you? A child of God. Can God speak to his children? Yes, he can, anytime he wants to. He has a plan for us, and he can do anything he wants to with us. So when he does speak, just be tuned in and listening and be ready to do what he says. But Ed couldn't believe it. He just wouldn't believe it. And so I just prayed with him and left. I said, Lord, you're going to have to give him the revelation and wisdom. I've done everything I know to do. A couple days later, somebody called and said, Ed's back in the hospital. He's dying. His lungs are filling up with liquid and everything else. And so I went running off down there again to visit with him. And when I got there, well, there he was laying in the bed and had tubes plugged in his side into his cavity, you know. And Ed could barely talk. I mean, he was dying. He looked awful, you know. I mean, he's 42 years old, but he looked like he's 80 years old, you know. He looked terrible. He's dying. I don't have a clue what's causing this or nothing at this point. God is training me. He's in total control. And so I tell him one more time, I got my Bible in my hand. I said, Ed, please do what this says. Thurman, I want God's will to be done in my life, but I don't know what it is. I got it. I got it. It's written red, black, and white. Here, His will for you and me is written in this book. Do you all understand this is His owner's manual to us? I didn't understand it quite nowhere close to as powerful then as I do now. But he said, I just don't believe that. So I prayed with him and left again. And he was in there a few days, and they pumped him out and sent him home for a few days, and then he's back. And the last time I went, Bobby Thompson, which was the chairman of the deacons for Lakeland Baptist Church, he called just as I was getting ready to leave to go, and he says, Thurman, I understand that Ed's back in the hospital again. I want to go visit him. Will you go with me? And I said, well, I'm just getting ready to leave now. I'm going. He said, okay, I'll be right by to pick you up. And so we come by. We went up there, and I said, Ed, please do what God says. I said, do what the Lord says. Is that written in your Bible? Is any sick among us? I mean, but we got to do that in faith. Is any sick among us? Call for the elders. You know, maybe we ain't got no elders. I don't know what the problem is. And let them pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but that don't sound too hard, does it? Anybody could do that, right? But he wouldn't believe. You got to believe. It don't work if you don't believe it. God is a faith God, and if you don't believe His word, it will not work. It's just like when people go down and accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. And then you ask them a year later, are you saved? And they say, well, I hope so. You know, I'm not sure. I went down to that altar or whatever a year ago, and I hope I'm saved. I don't know if I really am or not. You got a problem. You're not. You know, you got to believe. When you get saved, you shouldn't have to ever be out there telling somebody that I'm born again. You ought to be demonstrating the Spirit's power, doing something for them that they just know you're attached to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, right? People ought to know about what comes out of your mouth. You walk up and say, hey, brother, how are you doing today? Goodness gracious, I've never had the privilege to meet you. Are you a born-again Christian? Do you know Jesus?
I don't know.
You say, you've got an opportunity to talk to Him now, right? That's the way we ought to be. And somebody later, after I get him saved, and they say, oh, you know this guy Thurman Scrivener? Oh, yeah, that's the guy that walked up, never met me before in my life. He shook my hand. First question was, are you a Christian? He said, you think that guy's a Christian? I said, man, if I ever met one, he's one. That's the way all of us ought to be, right? Wow, that's the way we should be. We should be talking about Jesus, telling people who He is, winning people into the kingdom of God, getting people healed and delivered and everything. This is what we should be doing. When we went back with Bobby and I went, I again walked and said, Ed, please do what this says. I said, I know if you'll do what He says, I know He will heal you. Is that a guarantee from God? If you believe, it's a guarantee from God. Can God lie to us? No, He cannot lie. He cannot lie. If this was the only promise we had in His Word, He would forgive us and heal us, wouldn't He? If we did it in faith. So anyway, he just couldn't buy it. And so I told him, I said, Ed, when you get out of the hospital this time, you go home and you open your Bible to James 5, 14, 15, and 16, and you read those three verses out loud over and over and over until faith comes. Now, how does faith come? By hearing the Word of God. Right, brother? By hearing the Word of God over and over and over. So read it out loud. If you really want your faith to grow, don't sit down and read the Bible silently. Don't sit down and read the Bible while you're watching television. Get in a room all by yourself where it's nice and quiet, where you're not bothered by your spouse, your children, or nothing. You're nice and quiet and read the Word of God out loud. I mean, read it out loud over and over and over. If you're driving down the road in your car, put a CD of the Bible in there and turn it up nice and loud, where hopefully you won't be distracted by anything else other than driving. And you'll be distracted some there. I know I do this all the time. And here I'm turning it on. It says, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Okay. And then I'm driving along. All of a sudden it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 5. And I thought, I was on 2. You done that too? What happened to 3, 4? Guess where my mind was? Out there somewhere else. That's right. You know, so. But at least you get some of it when you're driving down the road. But you need to be in a room nice and quiet. That's why I go in my office and lock the door and get in there with just me and God and listen to the Word, read it over and over and over and over. That's the way faith comes. So I told Ed to please do that. So anyway, we left, and I put my arms up on the pickup, and I said, oh, God, what am I supposed to do now, Lord? And Bobby looked at me and said, Thurman, you are absolutely convinced that if he calls us to pray over him, God's going to heal him. I said, Bobby, that's a guarantee in that book. That's a guarantee. I said, that scripture we've been reading to him is just as sure as the one in Romans 10, 8, and 9, when I accepted Jesus Christ with my mouth and believed with my heart, I'm born again. It's just as real as that one is. It's just as real. This is spiritual law. We want something to see or feel. We don't want to just believe. We want to see or feel. I told him, I said, I know if he does that, God's going to heal him. So we went home after I told Ed to be sure and read the word out loud. Well, Monday night of the third week, when I walked in the door, my phone was ringing, and it was Ed Brock. Ed said, Thurman, this is Ed. He said, I've done what you said. I have been reading those scriptures in James 5, 14, 15, and 16 over and over and over out loud. He said, that is an awesome promise from God. He said, I'm only 42. I'm too young to die. I don't want to die now. I just don't want to die. I want to live. So he said, I'm too weak to call anybody else, but he said, it's 6 o'clock in the afternoon right now. He said, if you can call a few of those men, I'll have Ruthie drive me to the church at 7 and we'll pray over my situation. Man, I got my list of men out from the church. I started calling them. I told them, I said, read James 5, 14, 15, and 16, and come tonight and pray for Ed Brock. He's got cancer, but we're going to pray for a healing for him. And I said, come, read those scriptures out loud over and over and over, and come believing God's going to do what he promised in his word. And so I said, if you want to call another man, call him. I called 6 or 8 myself, and then I thought, I got to go. Now, that morning, I had stopped by the grocery store and bought a little bottle of olive oil. I had that. When I got there, there was 28 Sunday school teachers, deacons, and men at Lakeland Baptist Church showed up. I tried to call a pastor. He was out of town. I tried to call a church administrator. He was out of town. So there wasn't nobody there but just normal men. God was going to do it his way. Now, if we're not going to use the big guns, he's going to use us little nobodies. And so we come in, and Ed comes walking in, and here I got my bottle in my hand, and as he walks, he says, what's that you got in that sack, Thurman? I said, well, Ed, that's a bottle of olive oil. He said, where'd you get it? I said, it's a grocery store. He said, have you ever done this before? I said, no. He said, oh, great. Here I got stage 4 lymphoma terminal cancer, and we think I'm going to get healed with a bottle of olive oil and a man with no experience.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled, The Power Behind Us is Awesome, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.